Shir Chav Ches and Bava Kama, Hey Kislev Hey Tavshin Mem Gimel, November 21st, 1982 on Sunday.
So far, we discussed Rashi's first version and Rashi's second version. Now, according to Rashi's first version, so the Braise deals with the non. So the Braise says, Areisho, you brought him Shalit Sikhomim, when he made it in Echon, Machil may say, Maiseroni ad Mechzo. So it means that originally it was worth 200 Jews, but now it's less, so he can eat Maiseroni. So according to Rashi's first version, it means the Ad Mechzo means if the Ad Mechzo is descriptive of the amount of Maiseroni he can take. In other words, if, let's say, the original price was 200 Jews of his body, and now he can only get 100 Jews, so he's allowed to take 100 Jews of Maiseroni. So together with the proceeds he'll get, so he'll have 200 Jews. So this is the pshat according to Rashi's first lashon. So then the Gemara says, "V'havu lo ma rechadoni." He was la'avet in the kula omen. V'idei namezol ba'adaye. Afim tu v'name listalei. Dozu v'kula omen ame. If let's say that everybody's land of that kind, so you get a price of 100 zoos. So since that's the price, so mainly it means he doesn't own 200 zoos. So he's an oni. If he's an oni, he should be able to take even 1,000 zoos. Why only 100 zoos? After two numbers, let him take from my oni 1,000 zoos because he's an oni. So he's a permanent oni. So everybody's piece of property of that kind, so it will be worth 200 zoos. But with the day I did, I have no because Zolare, so he can get more than 100 zoos. After the put an amulet list away, he should not be allowed to take even one penny, even one pute from my Zoroni, because since this piece of property now too is worth 200 zoos. So that means he's an Oshir. So why should he be allowed to take my son? So the Gemara says, In other words, if let's say the original price was 200 Jews, and this is going to be the price again in Nisan, but now it's Tishre, and now so it's less than 200 Jews, so up to half. So in other words, so that's a normal thing. So the mele, if let's say if the price declined now in Tishrei to 100 zoos, so then he's allowed to take 100 zoos from Maiseroni. So in other words, together with the money he'll get for his piece of property and the 100 zoos from Maiseroni, so he'll be an Osher. So, but he's not allowed to take more than 100 zoos. Why? So we see from this price that the future price attaches presently to the piece of property as a current value of the property now. So it's like a piece of property that has two prices. It has a wholesale price and has a retail price. So here too, it has the present price and it has the future price. So the future price is not something that is of significance in the future, but it attaches to the piece of property as the current value of the property right now. So in other words, on the basis of the future price, it's worth now 200 zoos. On the basis of the present price, it's not worth now 200 zoos, but only 100 zoos. So the male, or should we have a, he's not considered as a permanent Oshia, because on the basis of the present flies, he is not an Osher. And an Oni, a permanent Oni, he does not have the status of a permanent Oni, because on the basis of the future price, which also represents the current Shavius of the piece of property. So Mele, he is an Oshia. So what kind of a status does he have? So he has the status of an Oshia who temporarily is impoverished. Like a millionaire who happens to be in Goles in a certain city, and temporarily he has no funds. So then he's allowed to take enough Maiseroni to sustain himself. So here too, he's not a permanent Oshia. He's not a permanent Oni. But he's an Oshia who temporarily is an Oni. So the Mele, he's allowed to take enough to sustain himself. What does it mean, enough to sustain himself? In other words, if we'll take from Maiseroni that amount that together with the price he'll get right now, so we'll be an Oshia. So that's Rashi's first lotion, and we understand the shayches between this brayse and the possible teretz by a buy. In other words, because from this brayse we see that the future price is not something that will exist in the future. No, but it represents the shavius right now. So mele Abaye assumed that we can reconcile the two apparently conflicting psukim, and since the future price represents the shavius now, so mele we could say that the posik of Yoshi Rabbi Shomer Kesef Afilu Supim tells us that if, let's say, the hezek by the mazik was 200 zuz, and so the Nizek is entitled to collect from the Idias. Suppose the Nizek says, no, I want the Beinus, because the Beinus happens to adjoin another field of mine. So then the Mazik can say to the Nizek, if you want to take Dafke Beinus, so that is not what you are entitled to. You are entitled to Idias. If you want to take Beinus, so you have to take it now, even though now it's Tishrei, you have to take it to the Nisim price. So why? Why should he be able to say that? The answer is because it attaches to the piece of property right now as a current value. So Mimele, the Hezek is 200 zuz, even though on the basis of the current price, the present price, so we'll have to give him two sodis like that. No, but the Mazik can tell him, no, I'll give it to you at the future price, which also represents Ishavis. Ishavis. So we understand the shakas. Then, the second Loshon Rashi, according to the second Loshon Rashi, so this price has reference to the Moshe. So let's say, Arei Shoyu, the Botim Sodis Ekromim, V'nimitzel Meichon, let's say, the Botim Sodis Ekromim originally, so the price of it was 1,000 zuz. And that, now it declined, V'nimitzel Meichon, so Machilei say, Maiseroni Ad Mechzo, so that means that if he declined to less than half of the original price, let's say he declined to 400 zuz, or to 300 zuz, to 200 zuz, so then he can keep on eating from Maiseroni as much as he needs for his sustenance until he is able to get a customer, a buyer, who will give him 500 zuz. The moment he finds a buyer who is willing to give him 500 zuz, he's not allowed to take anything from Maiseroni. But if the buyer will only give him 400, 450, or 300, or 200, so then he's allowed to take from his own. So this is what the price says. V'havi b'ma, heichadomi, he was la'aretet dikulalme, v'lidei name zol ba'adaye, so afilu tuve name listalei. So according to the second Moshe Rashi, tuve is not descriptive of the amount of money he can take from Maiseroni, but tuve is descriptive of the price he'll get. So if it's who's alarate de kulam, vidide names ol badaye, so why does the price say that he can eat from Maiseroni only if he can take from Maiseroni only as long as he cannot get a buyer for half of the original price? But the moment he finds a buyer who is willing to pay him 500 zuz, then he cannot take For my Zeroni, Afilu Tuve Namelistole, even if he can find a buyer who will give him 600 zoos, 700 zoos, 800 zoos, he should still be able to take from my Zeroni until he'll be able to get a buyer who will be willing to give the full price, 1,000 zoos. Why? Even though, even from the on the basis of the current price, he's still an Oshir, he can get 600 zoos, but it will mean if he sells it at 600 zoos, it means that he'll sell it at a loss. And since the original price was 1,000 zoos, but now for some temporary fleeting cause, he can only get 600 zoos, so the 600 zoos that the buyer is will give him now, so does not represent the current value in any way. So that means if he does sell it for 600 zoos, he'll sell it at a loss, and he's not expected to sustain the loss. So in Mele, he has a din of a temporary oni, like a rich man who temporarily is unable to sustain himself. So he's allowed to sustain himself from Iseroni. So here too, if it's Uzlarate de Kulaome, and it's not a normal, and it's not a lasting price. Of course, that goes without saying. Suppose real estate was worth 1,000 zoos before, but now it declined, it doesn't mean that the current value is still. It's still 1,000 zoos, just because at one time it was worth 1,000 zoos, as I mentioned last time. Let's say in Holland, so 60 years ago, so a certain building was worth $1 million or more, and now it's not worth, the same building is not worth, even if it's new, so it's not worth more than $10,000. So we don't say, since originally it was worth $1 million, so even if it declined to $10,000, so the value is $1 million. Why? Because that's its normal price and it's not a fleeting price. But so it has reference to a case where there is a decline in the price, and because of a temporary fleeting cause, and in all probability, so it will not remain that way. It will not remain that way. So we disregard the current price, because it's not, in all probability, it's not going to remain that way, only because of a temporary fleeting cause. So mimele, the current value is considered to be determined by the original price to which it will be restored, in all probability. So mimele, that means that it's worth 1,000 zoos. So he's not expected to sustain a loss of 400 zoos, or even if he can get a buyer who will pay him 900 zoos or 950, he's still not expected to sustain the loss. So Mimele, he has the status of a temporary oni. So he's allowed, so he should have to an analyst delay. So even if it's worth now, even if the price now is more than half of the original price, more than 500, list delay, he should be allowed to sustain himself out of my Zeroni until the original price will be restored. So, but if the price is reference to the case where everybody could get for this kind of property the original price, 1,000 zoos, but he couldn't get. Why? Because people are exploiting his situation. So, even if he is able to get less than 500, so why does the price say he's allowed to sustain himself? He shouldn't be allowed to sustain himself, because he's a pesheya. So that means, if he's a Pesheya, then he has no heta to take from Iseroni. This Mishnah in Peye, that Oshi Eloheva Mimokim Mimokim, Ve'im Le Malechel, so he's allowed to sustain himself, has reference to a person who, without his fault, so he's unable, to sustain himself in a foreign city. Because he was taken a prisoner, he was captured. But suppose he's an oshir and he was in a position to take with him money to sustain himself, but he's stingy, he doesn't want to take with him a checkbook and to spend money. Then he's not allowed to sustain himself out of Maizroni. So here too, he didn't act prudently, because he should not have told everybody of his problems, that he needs money very badly. So since he was negligent, so then he doesn't have the status of a temporary. In other words, so we see, according to Rashi's pshat, we see that this halacha that is mentioned in the Mishnah in Peir, that Oshir Oiga Minokim Minokim Ve'ili Malechal, so he's allowed to take Mizenes from Maizroni, only applies to an Oshir who without his fault, so he's unable to sustain himself. But if he is at fault for being unable to sustain himself in that foreign city, so then he has no heter to take from Maizroni. That we see from this Rashi. V'yoma mar alo lo yitzriche d'b'yeme nisn yakra arete u'v'yeme tishre zal arete d'kul alme natra ad nisn u'mizbene v'hai hoyo v'yistrach alo yizuze zobin kidahashte ad pal yuruch ale meizal t'vei lab uruch ale meizal. So Rabbi said that the price has reference to the case where, let's say, in nisn it was worth 1,000 zuz, and usually declines in tishre. So, but it's normal to decline up to half of the original price, up to 500. So the law is, if he declined only to 500, so then he's not allowed to take Maizroni, because it's not, he's able to sustain himself without self-sustaining the loss. But if he's able to sell it and get only, let's say, 400 zuz, so then he's allowed to sustain himself with Maizroni until he'll be able to get a buyer who'll pay him 500 zuz. Now, so the question is, so the Lachlus Dovid has the kashe, so according to the second lotion, so what's the shaykhes between the din mentioned by, according to the first lotion we understand, because from this price we can deduce the proposition that the future price attaches to the piece of property as the current shavius right now. But according to the second lotion, so what's the shaykhes? So we explain it in two ways. First of all, from the fact that Rabbi said, who's allowed to be kulaune, viditei name zon ba'daye, afu tuve name lispele. So that means that if the price now that everybody will get is less than 1,000 zuz, so afu tuve, even though it's much above 500, it's 600, 700, 800, 900, so he still should be allowed to sustain himself out of Maizroni. Why? Just because originally it was worth 1,000 zuz. How about the buildings in Holland, who originally was worth 1,000,000 and now it's not worth even 10,000? But here the price is reference to the case where the decline is due to a temporary fleeting cause, and in all probability the original price will be restored. So Memele, according to Rashi's pshat in the second lotion, the price he's saying here, I mean the Gemara Rabbi is saying that even though right now the price is 600 zuz, but since in all probability it will be restored to 1,000 zuz, so what represents the shavius, the present shavius? Not the present price, but the original price to which in all probability it will revert back. So that means that the future price attaches to the piece of property. As long as we can predict that it will revert back to the future price, it will be restored. I mean, the original price will be restored. So that future price represents the current value of the piece of property. So that, and then even from the kinte of the price, we can also deduce this proposition, because v'yemi nisn yakra arete u'v'yemi nitishre zal arete. So in other words, in nisn it is worth 1,000 zuz. Now, so he's able to get a buyer who will pay him 400 zuz, 300 zuz. So the halacha is, he can sustain himself out of miser oni until find the buyer will give him 500 zuz. So in other words, we consider that selling it at 500 zuz is a sale, not at a loss. And selling it at 400 zuz as a sale at a loss. Why? I mean, 500 zuz is non-existent actually. It's neither, it represents neither the past price nor the future price. It's non-existent. I mean, 500 zuz. So, on what basis does 500 zuz represent the shabbiest of the piece of paper? On what basis? It's completely non-existent. So it should be considered as an imaginary value. It's non-existent. No one pays now 500 zuz. Now one will pay 400 zuz or 300 zuz, not 500 zuz. And be in the Nissan, so people pay 1,000 zuz. So how could the 500 zuz price represent the present charge? So we have to say no, that the future price that normally will be the future price normally, so represents the current charges. But since it's normal for that 1,000 price to go down up to 500, so mainly the 500 on the basis of the future price also represents current value. Also represent, but if the future price does not constitute the shabbiest of the piece of property, how could the 500 zuz that is actually non-existent constitute the current value, the shabbiest of the piece of property? So the fact that even 500 zuz, which is actually non-existent, represents the shabbiest of the piece of property indicates that the future price, which normally, according to the laws in economics, goes down up to 500, also represents the shabbiest. So we say, not only the future price represents the shabbiest, the current shabbiest of the piece of property, but even the lowest price to which it goes down normally, in accordance with the laws in economics, so also represents the shabbiest. Also represents the shabbiest. But if the future price would not represent the shabbiest, how could the 500 zuz, which is the maximum normal decline, represent the shabbiest? So the fact that even the 500 zuz price represents a shabbiest of the piece of property indicates that the 1,000 zuz price represents the shabbiest. So mainly, since the 1,000 zuz price represents the shabbiest, so the normal the decline also represents the shabbiest. So mainly, that's the shayches between the din mentioned in the price and the din mentioned in the teretz that Abaye wanted to say in regard to the apparent stira between the two psukim. Now, let's see the thesis now. Idai karate afilu poten hamilu mispar. Afo gav sheini meitzei litin alei mosayim zuz lo yitin klal lifi shegoram laatzmei u posha gul havelu mei alu mei vaka zuze avo lim loi posha afilu shabiz yisam mosayim zuz yochi litel kitem sheim kia bipochas bishavion. Now the Mahsho says that longest wise this is the same pshat as Rashi's first lashon, except there is a difference in the meaning of the words between Rashi's pshat in the first lashon and this thesis. Because according to Rashi, the braisa is referenced to an oni, Rashi's first lashon. According to this thesis, the braisa also has reference to an oni. So it means, and the Gemara and the Rabbi applies it to the case where in Nisnit is worth 200 zuz, and now in Tishrei it's worth only 100 zuz. So let's say, so if he can get a buyer for 100 zuz, so then he can take, so The halacha is that he can sustain himself. Is that until, I mean, if he can, so if he can get a buyer for, if he can get a buyer for 100 zoos, so the halacha is that he is allowed to take 100 zoos from Eisaron. He's allowed to take 100 zoos from Eisaron. But, and according to Tesis, first Lashon, it also, the price also has reference in them. But, as far as the expressions in the Gemara, after we took an amelispalei, and after we put an amelispalei, so there is a difference between Rashi's first Lashon and this. I forgot, so the Gemara has the kash. So in other words, if let's say so how does Rashi explain that kasha gemara? If a piece of property like that, so anybody else would be able to get for this kind of a piece of property 200 zoos, but he is the only one who can get less than 200 zoos. So after you put an amelor is delay, so why does the Baisa say that he is allowed to get Maiseroni in 100 zoos? He shouldn't be allowed to take even one put of a Maiseroni. Because since everybody else would be able to get 200 zoos, so that means he owns real property that is worth 200 zoos. He's an Oshia. But he couldn't get money for it. So it's his own fault. He shouldn't have told everybody of his problems. This is, so according to Rashi, Afrupute is descriptive of the amount of Maiseroni he can take. So that means Afrupute, even one Pute, he should not be allowed to take from Maiseroni. But Teisa says, So where is, according to Rashi's first Lashon, Pute is descriptive of the amount of Maiseroni he is allowed to take? He should not be allowed to take even little, even a pute of Maiseroni. So he says, So long this wise is the same pshat as Rashi, but in the Perush HaMileis, after the pute means, pute is not descriptive to the amount of Maiseroni he can take, but Pote is descriptive of the amount that a buyer will give him. In other words, after Pote, even if a buyer will give him less than Mosheim Zuz, he still should not be allowed to take from Maiseroni because he's an Oshir. In final analysis, he's an Oshir. He owns property that is worth 200 zoos, but he can get it because of his fault. So maybe he's an Oshia. If he's an Oshia, what right does he have to take from Maiseroni? So substantively, the kasha of the Gemara is the same as according to Rashi's first Lashon. But as far as the Pirush HaMilas is concerned, there is a difference. According to Rashi's first Lashon, Pute is descriptive of the amount of Maiseroni he is allowed to take. After a pute, even a little, even a minimum of Maiseroni, even one pute he cannot take. Because he's an Oshia, and according to Tesis, so pute is descriptive of the amount that the buyer will give him. So even if the buyer will give him less than 200 zoos, but it's worth 200 zoos, so he's an Oshia. So he's not allowed to take, shouldn't be allowed to take from Maiseroni. So it's the same kashi. But in the Pirush HaMilas, there is a difference. And then he says, and then the Gemara says, v'iduzal arate li dekulaone, v'idei namizal badaye, and if nobody will get 200 zoos, but will get less than 200 zoos, so why does the price say? The price say that he's only allowed to machil nisi maiseroni ad mechzo, no. So, v'idei namizol vadaye, afilu tuve namelu ispei. So, avu leposha afilu shoves, so tuve, where is according to Rashi? So Tuve is descriptive of the amount of Maiseron he is allowed to take. It means even Elef Zuz he should be allowed to take, according to Teisves. So Tuve is descriptive of the amount he'll be able to get from the buyer. So even if he'll be able to get from the buyer 200 Zuz and more than 200 Zuz, and 200 Zuz, but since original, if originally it was 1,000 zoos, so even though now he can still get it can from the buyer more than 200 zoos, and but as long as he cannot get the real price, so he should be allowed to take from Maiseroni. Well, according. So this is what Masha says. So except for that, so the Masha says that this Tesis first lotion is the identical shite of Rashi's lotion. Now, it's not important whether the Pirush HaMiles means one thing or it means something else, as long as longest wise. So the Masha assumes that longest wise, so the Tesis first lotion is the identical shite as Rashi's first one. But from the Rav Amiri we see, you know, even though it's very similar, Tesis pshat in that Gemara is very similar to Rashi's first lotion, in the sense that just as Rashi's first lotion applies the braise of Misha Hoyle, Harish Hoyle, Ibotim Shadri Khomin to Enoni, so Tesis also applies it to Enoni, but there is a basic difference longest wise between Rashi Shite and Tesis Shite in the first lotion. Because the Miri says that according to Rashi Shite, in the first lotion, so only by Oni we say that Yehuzel Arate Dikula Alme Vididei Name Zol Ba'adaye Vididei Name Zol Ba'adaye. So then Afu Tuve Name Lispe by Oni, but by Oshia, so then he's not allowed to take, according to Rashi, he's not allowed to take from Maiseron. In other words, suppose instead of an Oshia, instead of an Oni, we will have the case of an Oshia. Let's say originally it was worth 1,000 zuz. Originally it was worth 1,000 zuz. And then now it's Uzla Arate de Kula Alme, and it's worth not 1,000 zuz, 900 zuz, 800 zuz. 800 zoos, or even 400 zoos, or 300 zoos, or even as low as 200 zoos. Original. This is what Rav Amiri says, according to Rashi. So, the whole price deals with the noni. But suppose we have a case of an oshir. Let's say, originally his property was worth 1,000 zoos. And it's huzl arate de kula alme, vididei name zol badaye, and he declined, let's say, to 900, to 800, to 700, 600, 500, 400, 300, as long as it's still worth 200 zoos or more than 200 zoos, he's not allowed to take from my son. This is what the Rav Amiri says according to Rashi. Ugdele Rabbonim, when the Miri uses the expression Dele Rabbonim, so he has reference to Rashi, Dilam Chabri. So that is the Rambam, and Dile Aposkim is the Riv, Dile Rabbonim is Rashi sometimes, and Dile Rabbonim Miforshim Ashmur Bion Ulidaitom Kol Shekakeis of Shovis Mosayim Zuz Afil Huzlu Kamo a Machil Neise. So he says according to Rashi's first lotion, if it's an Oshi, let's say if the property was worth originally 1,000 zoos, and then such a decline, now it's worth 300 zoos, he's not allowed to take from Maiseron, because he's still an Oshi. He's still an Oshi. Now the question is, but why is he considered an Oshi here? But in case of an Oni, we do not say, suppose it was originally worth 200 zoos, and now it's worth. So the Gemara says, "Yehuz la'aret in the kulalme v'didei namiz al badaye, not nisvi tishrei," which is a steady thing. But it's just "Yehuz la'aret in the kulalme v'didei namiz al badaye." So after the tuve namiz, so he's allowed to take. is allowed to take even a thousand zoos. Why? Well, a thousand zoos. But the question is, why is he allowed to take a thousand zoos? But after all, it's after all, it is right now. So if he sells it, so at less than a thousand zoos, so in sustain a loss. So apparently, so why does the Rav Amir say that according to Rashi, if it's a noshia, so he says. Udaitom kosher kakeis of shovis mosayim zuz after luhuz lukamo a machilinesi. So it means even the case of nisan l'tishrei, even the case of nisan l'tishrei. If let's say suppose in nisan it is a thousand zuz and let's say in tishrei, so it goes down up to 500. So after luhuz lukamo, even if it went down, let's say, to 400, to less than half of the original price in Tishrei, so he's still not allowed to take anything from Isaroni. Why not? Now, in the case of an Oni, in other words, if in Nisan it's worth 200 zoos, and in Tishrei it's worth 100 zoos, so he's allowed to take 100 zoos. So why, if in Nisan it's worth 1,000 zoos, and in Tishrei it's worth 400 zoos or 300 zoos, why shouldn't he be allowed to take 100 zoos, so that together with the price he'll get, so Mimele, he'll have 500 zoos? Why did he say that? So the answer is that in the case of Nisan v'Tishrei, so then both prices attach to the piece of property as a shavis. So the future price attaches to the piece of property as a present shavis, as a current shavis, and the current price attaches to the present property. I mean, attaches to the piece of property as a current shavis, as a current shavis. So Mimele, in the case of a noni, where an is needs worth 200 zoos, and right now on the basis of the present price, so he's an oni, some mele, he has the status of a temporary oni, and he's allowed to take 100 zoos, so that he would have the same amount that he would have if he were to sell it in his mashein came in the case where of an ocean, where in his needs worth 1,000 zoos. And now in Tishrei, it goes down to 300. He's not allowed to take 200 zoos from Isaroni. Why not? Because true that he is, that he, from on the basis of the present price, so if he sell, on the basis of the future price, if he'll sell it at the present price, he'll sustain a loss. But on the basis of the present price, if he sells it at the present price, he doesn't sustain a loss. So then we cannot consider him as sustaining a loss if he were to sell it at the present price. Because what kind of a loss is it? Now, suppose something has a wholesale price and it has a retail price. So will anybody say that if he sells at wholesale price, he sustains a loss? Because he could sell it piecemeal and then obtain more. But the wholesale price also represents the shavius of the commodity. So Mimele is not considered to suffer a loss if he sells it at the wholesale price. So the same thing is true of a piece of property that is nisn its worth 1,000 zuz. In nisn its worth 1,000 zuz. And now in Tishrei, it is worth 300 zuz. So true that the future price represents a current shavius. But the present price also represents a current shavius. So Mimele, since even on the basis of the current price, of the present price, he's still an Oshia. He'll still be able to get 300 zoos. So Mimele, he's expected to sell it at the present price, because he cannot be considered to sustain the loss just because on the basis of the future price. So it would be a loss, but relative to the present price, he's not sustaining the loss. So if according to the present price, he'll be a noni, so then, even though it has two shavyes, and according on the basis of one shavyes, he's a noshia, on the basis of another shavyes, he's a noni, so then he acquires the status of a temporary noni, because he's neither a permanent toshia, nor is he a permanent noni, because he's both. On the basis of one price, he's a noshia, on the basis of another price, he's a noni. So mainly he acquires the status of a temporary noni. Masha'in came, if in Nisan it's worth 1,000 zuz, and now in Tishrei it's worth 300 zuz, so the thousand zuz price represents a current shavyes of the piece of property, but the 300 zuz price also constitutes a current shavyes of the piece of property. So then he's expected to sell it at 300. He cannot say, well, I'm sustaining the loss. He's not sustaining the loss. It's like a person who can sell a certain commodity at retail and make more, and if he sells it at wholesale, so he cannot say, I'm sustaining the loss, so here too. But in regard to a noni, where according to the present price, he can only get 100 zuz, so then he's considered as a temporary one. So this is what Dar Alamiri says according to Rashi. Mashein kein teisves, but teisves says in so many words, avolim loy posha, afilu shovis yeisem umasayim zuz, yochilite elkeidim shedim kia bipochas mishavion. So in other words, so teisves says just the reverse. So it's not as the Marsho assumes that Teisves, first Loshen, and Rashi's first Loshen, longest wise, substantive wise, is the same shita. No! There is a basic difference. The basic difference is in regard to the case of Anoshia. And if Nisan it is worth 1,000 zuz, and now in Tishrei, so he can only get 300 zuz. So according to Rashi, Dar Alamiri says that he's not allowed to take my sorority. And he will tell him, so you want to have food to eat, so you will have to sell your property and get 300 zuz. You will not be sustaining the loss. Just because it's not the best deal for you, that doesn't mean it's a loss for you. After all, you'll be selling it. You'll be selling it at its present, at its current value. But it has another current value. But you cannot be considered as selling it at a loss. That's according to Rashi. But according to Teisves, if a piece of property has two values, has two shavyes, so, and if he's forced to sell it at the lesser of shavyes, so then he's considered to sell it at a loss. That's the machlekes between Rashi Shite and Teisves Rosh. So it's not exactly the same shit. All right. Then, Rabal Fes Miforesh, Bioshia Viadmech, Biosh, Viadmechzo Haine Ache Yimtse. So, Rabal Fes Pshat, the way Teisves mentions Rabal Fes Pshat, is very similar to Rashi's second Loshen, but similar, but not the same. There is a Machlekes. Rabal Fes, in other words, is similar in the sense, just as Rashi's second Loshen applies the Braise to Enoshia, so Rabal Fes also applies it to Enoshia. But there is a basic difference between Rabal Fes Pshat and Rashi's second Loshen. Rabal Fes Miforish Boshela, Viad Mechto, Haine Ache Yimtse, Sheikne Yisom Lechol Apoches, Bichotzi Dmeyen. So in other words, in that sense, in that respect, so it's analogous to Rashi's second Loshen. Because whereas, according to Rashi's first Loshen, ad merzo means that he is allowed to take that amount from Maiseroni, so that it will be together. In other words, that together it will be some kind So according to so the pshat not mechzo is the analogous to Rashi's second lashon. Just as Rashi in the second lashon. Just as according to Rashi in the second lashon. So ad mechzo means until he finds a buyer who will give half of the original price. So he's allowed to sustain himself from my surroundings. So according to Rav Alfes, it means the same thing. Avnechzo, he's allowed to sustain himself with Maiseroni until he'll find a buyer who will give him Holapoches 50% of the original price. But then there's a difference. The Yasino Maserohe, Ilay Medizila, Rede Kulaume, Videi Namezo. In other words, originally it was worth 1,000 zoos. Now he declined not only his, any similar piece of property, so declined the price. His name is Obadaye, after we put the name of Israel, Peirush, he had a different verse. Afil who's local kach, Shafil hamech toloyitnulei, loyistalei. Even the Zolarete, why does the price say that if he declines so much that the buyer will not even give him 50%, so then he's allowed to sustain himself from Iseroni until it will rise to 50% of the original price, even if it went down, let's say, even if it went down to 400, so 50% is 500, and it went down to 400 or to 300, Lord Israel. So he should not be allowed to take from Maiseroni. So it is just the reverse of what Gemara is asking according to Rashi's Gilsay and Rashi's Pshat in the second version. According to Rashi's second version, so in the case of Uzle Kolaume, so since everybody's piece of property of that kind, so is worth less, so the melee it's considered, so even though it's less, but the present price does not represent the current value of the piece of property. And what constitutes the current value of the piece of property? The original price to which it will revert in all probability in the future. In the future. But according to Rav Alfes, no. Even though the original price will come back, but right now it declined, so the melee, what constitutes the shavius of the piece of property? The present price, not the future price to which it will revert in all probability. I mean, the original and the future is the same thing. So so Rav Alfes is just the opposite of Rashi's second lashon. After we put an amulet list away, Pirush afilu who's local kach, shafilu hamechzo lo yitnulei, lo yistalei, kibutizol arete di kulaome, vishovis mosayim zuz, afli fi azoyo. So he's still a noshir, but Rav Alfes is made that the person, even a noshir, is not expected to sustain loss in order to have mizenes. So why do Rav Alfes say that in view of the fact, Zolarad and Kulaum and Vishavas Masayim Zuz, Aflefiya Zoil, so then he's not allowed to sustain himself from Maiseroni. Why not? But he's not expected to sustain loss. The answer is, according to Rav Alfes, he will not be sustaining the loss. Why? Because the present price, too, that true that the original price was 1,000 zuz, but now the price is 400 zuz. Now the price is 300 zuz. So he's still an Oshia. Let him. He's not happy because he wants to make more money. But he's still an Oshia, and if he sells it and gets 300 zuz, so he will not sustain the loss. He'll get its worth. But Rashi says, no, in the identical situation, that he will be sustaining the loss. So what is the machlekes? What is the machlekes between... What is the machlekes between Rabalfes and Rashi? Now, it's not mistaba to say that according to Rabalfes, so the decline is due to a normal decline, and according to Rashi, so it's not due to a normal decline, but to a temporary fleeting sin, because then they will be applying the prices to different situations. It's more mistaber that the machlekes between Rabalfes and the second version of Rashi is a machlekes in Londes, in Idin, not in the Mitzies. So just as according to Rashi, we said that according to Rashi, second version, that when the Gemara says, Yehuz la'aret edi kula'ome, v'lidei namezol ba'adaye, after we took an amelispele. Now, it didn't mean that if a piece of property was worth at one time $1 million, and now it's worth $10,000, so we have to ignore the $10,000 price, we only should consider the original price. I mean, so then, the Yehuz la'aret. So, but the reason is why Rashi says, because we ignore the present price, because the Gemara has reference to a case where the decline took place because of a temporary, fleeting cause. It's not going to be a stable price. Still, Rashi said that in view of the fact that this decline is not a stable decline. It's not like the decline that took place in the property in Holland. Because there it's a stable decline. But here the Gemara has reference to a fleeting decline. A temporary fleeting decline. And which shortly will disappear and it will revert back to the original price. So, because the Gemara has reference to a fleeting decline, an unstable decline, not a stable decline, so the Mele, according to Rashi, so we cannot consider this unstable fleeting price that it should constitute the shavius of the piece of property. It's only a fleeting decline. Whereas, according to the Rif, it doesn't make any difference whether it's a stable decline or a fleeting decline. The fact is that this piece of property at this moment is worth only 300 zuz. So it's worth, so let's say a month before it was, or 6 months before it was worth 1,000 zuz. What difference does it make? Whether it's stable or not stable, the price. As long as this is the price, so that constitutes the shavius of the piece of property, and only that, and the future price, which in all probability it will have, so does not constitute a current shavius of the piece of property. In other words, let's say the same thing. I mean, what is true, let's say, you know, the stock market, so sometimes because of a fleeting circumstance, because a head of a state was assassinated. So because of that, he declined. It's a fleeting decline. Does it represent Al-Pidin? Does it represent the current value at this moment, even though we know it's only a fleeting price? But the fact is, that's the price it has now. So according to Rashi, if it's a fleeting decline, a fleeting price, so then it does not constitute the shavius of the commodity, of the piece of property at the present, and according to the Rif, it does. So that's the machlekes between the Rif and Rashi. After we put an amelie, פיר שאפילו הוא זו כל כך שאפילו המח צולי ויתנו לו לא יניסטרי כי בלי זו הארת את כל העומה and it's not we stop it to say that where is according to Rashi's second motion so the Gemara has reference to the case where the price declined because of a fleeting circumstance and according to the Gemara has reference to a case where the decline is not a fleeting, but it's a stable decline. It's not istaba that there is a machlekes in the yechetimtze of the Gemara. So just as according to Rashi in the second version, the yechetimtze of the Gemara is that the decline is an unstable decline, and because of that, Rashi says that it does not constitute the shavius of the piece of property. So according to the Rif, it also has reference, but the Rif is chelik and Rashi's lomdes in the second version. And the Rif holds that even though the present price is a fleeting price, and it will disappear, it will restore to the normal price, but right now that it has that price, so that right now that's the shop. That's the shop. Alright. Anyway. So Elo the Aika Kulaume after the two anomalistay. Pirishakul may say she did not way me merzo, Mikolo can listalay, Achidzo Limechon Bishavion. The Mashi Mate Limechon Bishavion with Shavin is a shudok. So what's the maskon of the Gemara according to the Rif's pshat? So the maskon of the Gemara according to the Rif's pshat is that it means that b'yemedin isn, let's say it's worth 1,000, and b'yemedin tishrei, so it goes down. So up to 500, it's normal. So b'meile, if the buyer will pay him 500 zoos, so then he's not allowed to take any maiseroni. He's not allowed to take any maiseroni. Mashenke, if it goes down to less than 500 zoos, so then he's allowed to sustain himself from maiseroni until he'll be able to find a buyer who will pay him 500 zoos. So, as far as the kingdom of the Gemara, so Rashi and the Rif are the same. Now, why is it that in regard to the case of Puzlarati Kulaume, so then there is a machlekes between Rashi's second version and the Rif. And Rashi's second version and the Rif are at opposite poles from each other. Whereas Rashi's second version says, in the case of Puzlarati Kulaume, so the present price doesn't constitute the shavius of the piece of property. So the Rif says, it does! In spite of the fact that the present price is grounded in a fleeting decline. But in the case of Nisan and Tishrei, then there is no machlekes. There is no machlekes between the Rif and Rashi, and Rashi's second version. And the Rif agrees with Rashi's second version that if in Nisan it's worth 1,000 zoos, and now it's worth less than 500 zoos, so then we do not consider, let's say it's worth 300 zoos, so then the Rif agrees with Rashi's pshat, that if in Tishrei now he can get the buyer who will give him only 300 zoos, so he is allowed to sustain himself from Maiseroni until he'll be able to find the buyer who will give him 500 zoos. Why doesn't the Rif say in this case too? So why should he be allowed to sustain himself out of Maiseroni until he'll find a buyer who will give him 500 zoos? Right now, too, it's a fleeting. It's due to a fleeting circumstance. It's not something stable. But the Rif Shite is in the case of Huzlarat and Ikulaome, that even though it's grounded in a fleeting circumstance, in a fleeting cause, but that's the word. That's the shavius. So why in the case of Nisan Tishrei is it different? So there is one difference. In the case of Puzlarat and Ikulaome, it's not something steady, year after year. It just happened this time. It just happened. The king of the country was assassinated, and because of that, so people are in a panic. People are in a panic, and the price went down to 300 zoos, from 1,000 to 300. People are afraid. They are in a panic. So the Melech Dohib says, what difference does it make whether it's a stable price or a fleeting price? The fact is that now it's worth 300 zuz. So that's its worth. So the Melech is not allowed to take anything from Isaroni because he's still an Oshir. Well, of course, he doesn't like it. He would like to get 1,000 zuz. But that's its price now, that's its value. Mashenk in the case of Nisim Tishrei, where every year it happens the same thing. So Mimele, so up to 500, since it's normal, so it constitutes the current value. Mashenkein, if it's less than 500 Jews, so that's not even normal. If it's not even normal, so Mimele, it doesn't constitute the current value. So the question is why? Why is there such a difference? Why is there such a difference? We have to understand the Rif Shite. In the case of Uzlarbe, the Kulalme, the Rif entertains the view that regardless of the fact that the cause is a fleeting circumstance, still the present price determines the Shabbos. In spite of the fact that the price was caused by a fleeting circumstance, which is not stable, but it still constitutes the current value, the shavius of the piece of property. So in the case of Nisim Tishrei too, we should say that in Nisim it's worth 1,000 zuz, and now it's worth 300 zuz. It's worth 300 zuz. So that should represent the value of the property, 300 zuz. It's not stable, all right. So why in the case of Uzlarte, the Kulalme? So the Rif says, in spite of the fact that it's not stable, but that's the price, stable, not stable, doesn't make any difference. So in the case of Nisim Tishrei also, I mean, that has to be explained. So the Kesef Mishneh and the Rambam has another pshat in the Rif, but Kesef Mishneh mentions in the name of Rabbi Yeruchem and in the name of Rabban Yehine, why we say in the case, on one hand, in the case of Uzlarte de Kol Alme, so the Rif appears to entertain the view that the present price, regardless of the fact whether it's stable or unstable, determines the value. On the other hand, in the case of Nisim Tishrei, so if it goes down to less than 50%, to less than 500, so then the present price does not determine the shavuos, but only that amount that is normal. So that means something stable. But less than 500 is not something stable. So in the case of Uzlarate also, it's due to a fleeting circumstance. So it shouldn't determine the actual value of the piece of property. So why does it, in the case of Uzlarate, it does determine the shavius of the piece of property. In the case of Nisim Tishrei, if it's less, if it declined to less than 500, which is not normal, not stable, so then it doesn't determine the shavius of the piece of property. Why? So, just 5 more minutes. I don't want to interrupt in the middle, I mean. Right. So the Kesef Mishneh and the Rambam, Yilchus Matanos Aniyim, Perek Tes, Haloche Tezayin, so he mentions, because of Rabbi Yeruchem, he mentions the Rif Pshat, the way Tesis presents it, not the way the Rambam understands it, but the way Tesis understands it, because of Rabbi Yeruchem, Shechein Pirish Arab Rabbi Niyene, we see him by Loi Nitzcheche, Benisno Vitishre. Kleima, im Yeshnei Mechzo, Binomeyem Yimkerei, Veloyitl Maizroni, Tvei Lavurche, Kleima, Vyesh Loi Lisleis, Shebishvil Dochke Limker, Enemei Tzichotzi Shavion, Sheyishvo Benison, Umachil Leise Maizroni, Ache Yim Tzichotzi Demei. So he explained, Rabbi Yehine and Rabbi Yeruchem explained, he said, the Rif Shite is, that the present price, so determines, the present price determines the shavius of the chayvus. The present price determines the shavius of the chayvus. Regardless whether the present price is a stable price or a fleeting price, unstable price, the present price always determines the shavius of the piece of property. But, so that's why the Rif says, Yehuz la'aret et nikul ha'ome. So that's the price. If he sells it at 300, even though it's an unstable price, the 300, and no probability, the $1,000 price, the 1,000 zuz price will be restored in the future, in the near future, still, right now, that's the shot. But in the case of this Nitishre, since it's a steady thing, that in Nisan it's always worth 1,000, and in Tishre the price is 500, and now he can't get a buyer who will give him more than 300, so then we have to come to the conclusion there is something fishy here. How is it? I mean, every year, so it goes down from 1,000 to 500. Here, all of a sudden, the buyer will not give him a penny more than 300. Why? So we come to the conclusion that the reason as to why he can't get more than 300 is because somehow the buyers found out his problems and they are exploiting his situation, even though he's not aware of it. What we say, somehow they found it out. So in other words, it means that somebody else for the same piece of property would still be able to get 500. Now, he's the only one who can get 500 for it, because he has a problem, he's in need of funds. So Mimele, that's why we say that the 300 zuz that the buyer is willing to give him does not constitute the shavius, because this buyer, if he hadn't known of his problems, would also give him 500. The reason as to why he doesn't want to give him 500 is because he doesn't want because he wants to exploit the situation. So that's why the Gemara says that up to the point he's allowed to sustain himself, up to the point when you get a buyer who will give him 500, because it has a shavius of 500. Right now, it's people are exploiting his situation. They're trying to exploit him and to deceive him. But actually, it's worth 500. So Mimele, we don't expect him to sell. We don't expect him to sell at a loss. We don't expect him to sell at a loss. So that's why he's allowed to sustain himself until he'll find a buyer who will be willing to give him 500. But Einachaname, if it had been established that the present price for this piece of property is only 300, then he wouldn't be allowed to sustain himself. So now the question arises, according to the Rif, what's the shaykhes between this braise and the Abayas teretz of Gabnizoki Name? Dine Bidias Viomali, you have the benefits. So, on the contrary, according to the Rif's pshat, so we don't see from this price that the future price attaches to the piece of property as a current value. So that's what we have to finish it now.
November 23rd, 1982, on Tuesday.
In the midst of that image of Horatio and the bottom story of now, so the Rif's pshat is, now, Tesis mentions two separate gesoids in the Rif's pshat, but it doesn't make any difference whether we are gilis one way or the other. the pshat of the reef, according to Tesis, understanding of the reef, is the same. So according to the reef, the price is saying, the price deals with the notion. The price deals with the notion. And so Arei Shoril, it was in Sodi Sochomi, when he made Sele Mechon, Machil Neis in Maiseroni Ad Merzo. So the pshat, according to the reef's pshat, according to Tesis' version of the reef's shite, so Machil Neis in Maiseroni Ad Merzo means that until he can find the buyer who will give him half of the original price, so then he's allowed to sustain himself from Maiseron. V'havi b'mar, hechadom. V'havi b'mar, ilayme. Dizol arete dikulalme, v'idideinam izol badaye. So let's say, originally the price was 1,000 zoos. And then now it declined. V'idideinam izol badaye, afu pute namelu izbele. Pire shafil huzlu kolkach shafil mechtul yitnolei. So why does the price say that if the buyer will give him less than 50%, less than 500 zoos, so then he can sustain himself from Maizroni until he gets a buyer who will give him 500 zoos? But even if it's huzlu kolkach that no one will give him 500 zoos, will only give him 400 zoos, 300 zoos, so Lurie is delayed, because after all he's still an ocean. He can still get 300 zoos. So Mele is still an Oshia. So since he's still an Oshia, so Mele should not be allowed to sustain himself by Sony. But now, according to Rashi's second motion, so in such a case, he's allowed to take by Sony, even if he can get a buyer who will give him 900 zoos, according to Rashi's second motion. Why? Because according to Rashi's second motion, According to Rashi's second version, so in as much as he declined, so that means that the future price to which is also the original price and the future price, because no probability it will be restored. So that determines the shavyes of the piece of property. So Mele, since it's worth 1,000 zoos, and he can, according to Rashi's second version, And he can only get 900 zoos, so it means that in order to, by selling it, he'll sustain a loss. He's not expected to sustain a loss. But according to the Rives Gilsen and the Rives Pshat, the way Tesis explains it, so the Gemara is saying just the opposite of what the Gemara is saying according to Rashi's second version. According to Rashi's second version, so if he declined, so then the Shavyes is determined by the original price, which is also the future price, because no probability it will revert back to the same price. So that is the determining factor, the future price, not the present price, which is only temporary and fleeting. But according to the Rives Shite, even though the present price is temporary and fleeting and unstable, and the original price is also in all probability going to be the future price and the stable price, so in such a case, but right now it is worth only 300 zoos. So there is a machlekes, I mean a basic machlekes, between Rashi's second version and the Rives Shite. I mean they are at opposite poles according to Rashi's second version. So if the property declines substantially, and even though it is an unstable price, the low price, the present price, so according to the Rives, it still determines the shavyes of the property. According to Rashi, inasmuch as it's only temporary and fleeting and unstable, so it doesn't determine the value of the property. But what determines the value of the property? According to Rashi, the future price. But according to the Rives, the present price is the determining criterion. The present price, even though it's unstable and fleeting. That's Rashi. So then, and then the Gemara says, and then the Gemara continues. Elo dai kekulam, vidtei aide dai unofikazuze zolare, afilu tuvenamelis kolek, pirej, afilu meitei, sheyitnu vei mimechzo. So why does the price say that he can sustain himself from his only, only as long as he cannot get the buyer who will give him 50% of the original price. But suppose he finds a buyer who will give him 50%, 500 zoos, then he cannot sustain himself. He should be allowed to sustain himself, even if he finds a buyer who will give him much more than 50%. Let's say if he finds the buyer who will give him 900 zoos, so he still should be allowed to sustain himself. Why? Because inasmuch as everybody else would get for this piece of property 1,000 zoos, and he will get only 900 because people are unfair and they're trying to exploit his dire situation. So that means that his piece of property is also worth 1,000. Why should he be expected to sustain a loss? So the Mele, he should have the deen, the status of Balabais or Eveya. The Mishneh, the Gemara Chum, the Mishneh in Peye, Perek Chesed Peye, Balabais or Eveya, Memokim Lemokim. Veile Moei, so the Aloha is allowed temporarily to sustain himself. Temporarily he is impoverished. He might be a multimillionaire, but temporarily he is impoverished. So again, the Reeve is an opposite pole of Rashi's second Loshon. Because Rashi says in such a case, so he is not allowed to sustain himself. Even though the value of the property is 1,000 zoos. So it's 1,000 zoos. And he can only get 900. So he does not have a status according to Rashi's second Loshon. The status of a temporal only. Why not? Because he's a Peshea. But the Rif says no. So in other words, the Rif is chilek on Rashi's shite of Peshea. The Rif is a Mishnah in Peh. Balabai is a Mokum Mokum. Veile Malachi. So he's allowed to sustain himself because temporarily he's impoverished, he's in a dire situation. So according to Rashi's second Loshon, it only applies to a Balabais who is not negligent. Let's say he was taken prisoner in a certain city, hostage, and he is temporarily impoverished. So then he's allowed to sustain himself temporarily from my surrounding. But if he's negligent, neglectful, he didn't act prudently, he shouldn't have emptied out his pockets and tell everybody his story, his book. So then, since he's negligent, so then he doesn't have the heta to sustain himself in Maisroni. That's Rashi Shite. And according to the Reeve, what difference does it make? Neglectful, not neglectful. All right, so he's not prudent, so he didn't act intelligently. So because of that, he has to stop just because he didn't act intelligently. He didn't act prudently. As a matter of fact, the Nachlas David, he considers Rashi Shite in the second Loshon as a very difficult Shite. So why should this poor man suffer just because he didn't act intelligently? So because of that, he should let his wife and children starve because he didn't act intelligently. So he's not smart. So what? I mean, so Rashi Shite in the second Loshon is a big chiddush. So the Reef is chilek. So in other words, the Reef is at opposite poles from Rashi Shite in the second Loshon in two situations. In the situation where it's who's larger than the Kulaomi, and it's only an unstable price, fleeting price. So according to Rashi, so the present price, in view of the fact that it's fleeting and unstable, so it's not a determining criterion, and according to the Reef, it is a determining criterion, in spite of the fact that it's unstable, the present price is unstable and fleeting. And then, in another situation where the Reef is at the opposite pole of the Rashi second version, in the case where everybody else gets the true worth, the true price, but he doesn't. So according to Rashi, he has no heta to sustain himself from Maiseroni, because in fact he's a Noshia, but he cannot sustain himself, but it's his own fault. So the heter of Balabai Sheva Mokim doesn't apply to a situation where the person who is temporarily impoverished is negligent. It's a big chiddush. And according to the Reef, what difference does it make? But of course, the Reef will also be made Suppose a multimillionaire will deliberately go to a foreign country and he will not take with him any checks, any money, because he wants to save his money. So then the reef will also, because there it's not a question of just acting not prudently. He's deliberately trying, you know, to partake, to benefit from Maizroni. So then he certainly doesn't have a right. The machlokes between the Rif and Rashi is, well, he's innocent, but he was negligent, he didn't act prudently. Then there is a machlokes. But in the case where deliberately he's trying to save all his wealth, then of course it goes without saying that he's not allowed to sustain himself Maizroni. So we have it machlokes in two situations, between the Rif, according to Tesis version of the Rif, and Rashi's second version. Then the Gemara says that the price is often to the case or Vieme in Isn Yakra Arete Uvieme Tish Rezal Arete the Kulal Menatra Bism is the Vire of Mr. Jesus of Inkidashte at Palgu Chalimezal Tvela Fuchalimezal. So that means in Isn it's a steady thing. In Isn it's worth 1,000 zuz. And in Tishrei it goes down. It goes down to as low as 50%, as 500 zuz. So if it goes down to 500 zuz, he's not allowed to, not lower than 500 zuz, he's not allowed to sustain himself from Maizroni. But if it goes down to less than 500 zuz, to 400 zuz, to 300 zuz, to 250 zuz, so even though it's still worth 200 zuz, so he's allowed to sustain himself with Maizroni until it goes up. He finds a buyer who will give him 50%, who will give him 500 zuz. 500 zuz. Now, so the question is, that we discussed last time. So the question is, according to the Rif Shite, that in the case of Fuzla, so the present price, even though it's fleeting and unstable, is still the determining criterion. So why does the price say that if it goes down, if it goes down to less than 500 zuz, then he's allowed to sustain himself? Why is he allowed to sustain himself? He's still an oshia. He can get 400 zuz. He's an oshia. He's a double oshia. 200 zuz makes him an oshia. Here he can get 400 zuz. He's a double oshia. So, but he's not expected to sustain a loss. So that's all right according to Rashi's second loss. That Rashi in the second version says he was larger than Kulaume, so the present price is not a determining criterion. But according to the Rif's Shite, that was larger than Kulaume, so the present price, in spite of the fact that it's unstable and temporary and fleeting, is still a determining criterion of the Shavuot. So here too. So we saw what the Mishnah mentioned, the name of Rabbi Yehuchen and the name of Rabbi Yehne, in the name of Rabbi Yehne, in the Rif. So they say, inasmuch as the price of the piece of property in Tishrei, normally doesn't go down lower than 500, so why is it that now it went down to 400? So we say, in all probability, the reason as to why you can't get a buyer who will give him 500, because somehow the buyer knows. He says, I didn't tell the buyer, I didn't tell anybody. But they found out, they know. There is no other explanation. So we come to the inescapable conclusion that since there has been such a decline from 1,000 to 400, that's repugnant to all the laws in economics. According to the laws in economics, so it can only go down from Nisan to Tishrei to 50%, not lower than 50%. So why can't he find a buyer who will give him 50%, 500? Because the buyer is very smart and he found out without being told. He knows he's exploiting his situation. So Mimele, that means that this piece of property has a worth of 500. And anybody else would get 500 if he were to sell. But this buyer is being taken advantage of. This seller is being taken advantage of by the prospective buyers because they know of the situation. So that means that it's actually worth 500. If he were to sell it at 400, it would mean that he would sustain a loss. And the Rifshita is that even when the person is imprudent, he's not prudent, he's neglectful, so he still has the status of a temporary oni, and he's allowed to sustain himself. And we don't tell him, you have to starve, or you have to sustain a loss. Some mele, that's why he's allowed to sustain himself until he'll find the buyer who'll give him 500. Very fine. But then the question arises, so what's the shayches between this price and the buyer's attempted teretz of reconciling the two apparently conflicting psukim? That one posik says he has to pay meta, and the other posik implies a few subim. So according to Rashi, we understand the shayches in two situations. In the case of Huzlara de Nikolaume, so we say that the present price is not a determining criterion, but only the future price. And even in the case of Nisli Tishre, so he said that since we say that 500 determines the value, so 500 is non-existent. How can that represent the value, the shabbiest of the future property? Obviously, because the future price, the original price and the future price is a determining criterion of the value of the piece of property. So Mimele, as low as it normally goes down from Nisan to Tishrei, it also constitutes a shabbos. So that's all true according to Rashi's second motion, but it's not true according to the Riv's pshat. Because according to the Riv's pshat, so the reason as to why he's allowed to sustain himself is because we must reach the inescapable conclusion that since it went down to less than 50%, so obviously everybody else would be able to get 500 zuz. He's the only one who can get. So Mele, he now too, the present price is 500. So on the contrary, so from this price it appears, according to the Rif's Loshon, that only the present price is the determining criterion of the shavyes, not the future price. So what's the shayches? So it's not only, so on the contrary, from the Rif's second loshen, it is mashma, and not the Rif's second loshen, I'm sorry, from the Rif's pshat in the Gemore, so it's mashma that only the present price is the determining criterion, and the future price does not attach to the piece of property as a current value of the property right now. So on the contrary, so then the question arises, how could a buyer even for a moment try to explain this possibility of Yoshev Rabbi Shobek Esavatul Subin, that in the case of Nisri Tishre, so the Nizek, the Mazik can tell the Nizek, if you want bayness, take a Yukil Kamei. That's like making a hold up on him. If it represents the current value of the property, so you understand what Abaye said. But from these prices it appears, according to the Rif's pshat, that on the contrary, that only the present price is the determining criterion of the value. So if he says, Shkelti Yukadu Kamei, it's like making a hold up. In other words, the Hezek is worth 200 zuz, and he gives him 100 zuz. So that's he's only trying to deceive him. Yukel Kamei, but Yukel Kamei has no relevance to the value of the property right now. So that is very difficult according to the Rif's pshat. So how can we understand the Rif's pshat? Now the Rav Amiri, when he mentions the Rif's pshat, so he says as follows in discussing. Rav Amiri discusses Rashi's pshat, Rashi's first pshat, and then the Rif's pshat. He doesn't discuss Rashi's second loshon. He discusses the Rashi's first loshon and Rashi's and the Rif's pshat. So when the Rav Amiri discusses the Rif's pshat, let's see, I'm the loshon. So he says as follows. Now he says, the Rav Amiri, that in Shulim Kobetzes, Daf Yud Gimel Medalet, in the top paragraph. So, the 18th line from the top, the second column. V'yeish gersim l'shite zu afilu put an amel l'ispalei. That's the Rav's gersim. Afilu put an amel l'ispalei. Elo, diyakra arati. V'didei, ayin afilu v'ayla zuze. Zulare, afilu zol put an amel l'ispalei. Kleima, she'en leima she'yivkeya, she'yimkeya behefzeh. Shimka Behse. So in other words, Elodaika Kulam. So he says, Afilu Meitze, Sheyit Nutvei Mimechzo. So he still should be allowed to sustain himself. Let's say, in other words, Tvei Mimechzo. Let's say, even if he finds six